For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah.
We sell crack to our own. SBK picks your music on Thursday. It's the fantastic Talib Kweli. I picked this for our guest. Thank you. I figured Jerry Springer is a big Talib Kweli fan.
I was whistling this on the way in.
There you go. Yeah. Hell of timing.
Yeah.
Great taste.
It was either this or Perry Como.
All right. We got to put that in the mix.
Trend of evening.
We need to apologize to our guest, Jerry Springer, former mayor of Cincinnati, because. You know, we have some pretty big names come through this building.
The biggest names.
And you would think that with the big names that come through, the support staff, the people who are just as important as we are on the air here, and I put that in air quotes, would maintain a certain amount of dignity and composure when we bring in a huge name like a Jerry Springer.
Absolutely not.
Jerry was mobbed right outside our door, and I've never seen it happen to this level, and I do have to apologize for the alleged adults that we work with mobbing you in such a fandemonium fashion.
No, they were great, but they were all asking for money.
That's the problem.
Yeah. It was salespeople, that's why.
Yeah.
He loves this kind of stuff.
Do you know, everywhere you go, people want a piece of Jerry. Does it ever get old?
Well, first of all, everyone's always friendly.
Yes.
That's the truth.
Sure.
And then, so they're always chanting Jerry, Jerry. But my wife is now saying, at my age, why don't they start chanting your address so you know how to get home? You know, so that's the problem.
That is a problem.
Because I forget who I am, and then they say Jerry, so it helps.
Well, you are Jerry Springer, and you just encountered something I've never seen here before. Sometimes people get, you know, the photos are the new autograph, right? Like cell phone photo,
definitely.
You know, it's a new autograph. Yeah. You get a little quick shot and you're good. We had someone in our sales department print up color prints of Jerry's face so that he could sign them for our coworkers with Sharpies. Yeah. I've never seen that happen before.
Oh, really?
Yes. That is not a regular thing that happens.
Well, I'm on it, but then they folded them up and put in their wallet. So.
Well, at least in color?
Yes, in color.
That's good.
But you can tell how old they were because there were no lines in the face. I have more lines in my face now than I do on my show.
Hey! Oh.
I got to tell you, I'll be here all
Well, they told me, they said, hey, someone's printing up pictures and having Jerry signing them. And normally we bring the guests in right when we're on the air. And I said, I got to go rescue Jerry. I got to bring him back here. And then he already had signed the pictures. And then a couple of the salespeople had Jerry in the middle. They were on each end of him like Jerry was breaking up a fight.
So wait, they had him act out a scene?
Oh, we did a whole scene.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah.
Too hot, I forgot my lines. Yeah. And, it was horrible.
Too hot for TV, too annoying for radio, that was. I'm so sorry that happened. My God almighty. Jerry Springer is here, and you can watch him on More TV. Three blocks of Jerry for you weekdays, 10, 1, and 3. That's a lot of Jerry still on TV after all these years. It is a testament to your charisma and your uncanny ability to tap into the psyche of the American public who wants to watch what you put out there. Is that a safe way to say that?
Actually, it shows that people have no taste.
Well, that too.
Why would you watch me?
You know why?
There's no excuse. I apologize.
Escapism, that's why.
It's like comfort food, Jerry. Yeah. You know what? I know what I'm getting on Jerry Springer. Yeah. My life doesn't seem so bad after I see these people.
Yeah, I
think that's it. But also, now there's a lot of, now I'm getting some competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the White House.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, yeah, because he's got the real circus. Jerry's got the real circus.
And I didn't interfere when he had The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Why does he have to, do my show?
Right. Stay in your lane, Donald. You're in the White House.
Yeah.
Stop straying into
my show.
Right, yeah. He is doing your show from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And
people are starting to chant, Donnie, Donnie, Donnie. It's getting on my nerves.
Now, you've probably been familiar with Donald Trump for a long time, being in the public eye, and you might have run in the same circles. Did you ever have an inkling that America would get to the point where we would take him seriously as a political candidate and elect him as a president?
Well, of course not. I mean, no. No. I mean, no. I worked for him once. Look, I am no political fan of his, but he's only been nice to me, whatever, you know, association we've ever had.
Yeah.
I was the host of the Miss Universe pageant back in 2008, which, of course, he owns. So, or owned then. So, and, you know, he's only nice. I don't have a bad word to say. I am not a fan of his presidency.
Sure.
But there you go. And, you know.
But as a man, he was he treated you well. He was respectful to you, et cetera.
Yeah, I can't think. There's no, you know, people that, oh, was there any? No, I mean, I haven't met him a lot of times.
Right.
And, but. Any association I've always had was very nice.
Good. Well, that's good to know. Jerry Springer is very interesting.
Yeah,
but,
but
of course, I'm not an immigrant.
Or a woman who he might grab right
away. Actually, I am an immigrant.
And a woman.
Well, that's why I used to be a woman. But I can't. Yeah, I can't ever be president because I was born in England.
Were you not born in a tube station?
Yes.
Which was being used as a refuge for people fleeing the Nazis.
During the war, they were the bomb shelters.
Yeah.
Yeah, so women in their ninth month would spend the nights in the subway stations because, you know, you didn't know when you'd be attacked.
Right.
So I was born at 11:45 at night. So to this day, every time I see a train go by, I go, whoa.
What a beginning to your life, though. And
it's been downhill ever since.
It has not.
No, I've been lucky. It's been great.
Yeah,
life.
Like the last 30 years have been so robust for you, successful, etc. It's easy to overlook what you came from. And you must take moments in your own quiet time where you go, wow, born in a tube station. You lost, I believe, a grandmother in the concentration camps.
I lost 18 of my relatives. I mean, my grandparents, uncles, aunts, cousins. I lost everybody except mom and dad.
Wow.
So we lost everybody in that. So the reason I'm kind of laid back about, you know, I never get excited when people get excited or say, because no, you know, there are no problems in the world compared to, you know, what those people had to go through.
Sure.
I don't mean there are no problems. Obviously there are problems. But I mean, when somebody complains about a tough day at the office, you put it in context.
Right.
And it's like, we are very lucky to be alive and very lucky to be living in this country.
Right.
And so, you know, we ought to spend time respecting each other and being thankful.
Those are sage words of wisdom, because you come from that and then you go to a political career in the 1970s.
Yes.
Someone tells you your career is over in approximately 1974, says you're done, Springer. There is no more Jerry Springer in the public eye.
Right. And because I had spent an hour with a woman I shouldn't have been with.
Hey, those of us who haven't done that, raise your hand. We've all been there.
Yeah, well, but anyway, I did that. But then, 2 years later, I'm elected mayor of Cincinnati.
Right.
So my political career came after that.
Yeah.
And everything then suddenly took off, and I've been incredibly lucky. I have no particular talent. Well, I don't. I mean, I think I'm a nice guy, and I think I'm reasonably bright, but I'm not talented. No one picked me out of high school or college in the yearbook and said, this guy's going to be in showbiz.
Right.
I mean, nothing. I mean, you know, I'm trained to be a lawyer, so I thought I'd be a lawyer. I had no idea my life would go in this direction.
Man, and Jerry Springer, what did happen? When was that moment when you saw your life headed that way, when someone said, hey, listen, let's look at having you host kind of an off-the-wall, fractured look at today's society on TV?
Well, the time when I realized, you know, this is actually something bigger than I ever thought or even wanted or whatever. There were two things that, one being on the cover of Rolling Stone and two being on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And those two things, that kind of tells you that at least in terms of pop culture, you've arrived.
Sure.
So that I remember getting a copy. Somebody gave me a copy at work, and then I'm driving home and I'm going, whoa, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So where are we with this? So that's really when it hit. Before that, I mean, I have the same friends I had as a, you know, growing up. So it's not like I don't hang around celebrities. I don't know any.
Right.
Except if I meet them at I don't live in Hollywood. You know, I live here in Sarasota.
Yeah.
You know, So it's just a very normal life. I have the same life you guys have, except obviously I'm older, but I mean the Richard. Same kind of thing. I like sports. I, you know, and richer. And, yeah. And a lot richer. And yeah.
So
and
true.
You guys don't have a plane.
No,
and,
no plane.
Oh, wow.
But I don't mind hanging with you for a few minutes. Did you take the bus to get here, guys?
Gracious. Oh, he hurts us. He hurts us. Seth, something for Jerry Springer?
I just didn't know, because you said you don't have any famous friends. Do you run into Dick Vitale in Sarasota at all? Because I know he's
yes.
just...
Actually, I should say that. I do. And he, as you can imagine, he's only...
This guy
nice
is awesome, baby. Yeah. Oh, Jerry yeah. Springer's a king of
you
trash TV.
It.
He's a PTP, baby. Yeah. This guy's putting people yeah. on TV I wouldn't invite in my backyard. Oh, lesbian transsexuals who juggle their children and cut them up with chainsaws. This guy's crazy. He's nuts. I love this guy.
That is good.
Thank you. Thank you very
that
much.
That is really. He does you very well.
No, he does, yeah. does me incredibly well. And I'm gonna cross my fingers here, and the answer is yes. Sarasota's other famous resident, the king of the horror genre, Stephen King. Do you ever cross paths with him down there?
I haven't. We had a there's a local bookstore in Sarasota, and I one night I was speaking there. You know, they have a speakers program.
Sure.
And the night before, he had a book signing.
Oh.
So that's
as close as you've come.
Actually, that's
night.
True. I don't think I'm not aware that we've ever. Huh. Met. We might have, and I'm embarrassed if we, you know, not
sure.
to remember that. But I don't really think we have.
He's listening right now. Stephen King's listening right now. Tragically, heartbroken.
He's killing you off in his next
book.
Well,
see, that's the difference. He's really talented.
He does have a talent.
See, I'm famous because I got a stupid show. He's famous because he actually did something. Right. Yeah.
Yes, I can't stop
the
Kevin.
With all of the shows that you've had, I mean, like now, I'm sure none of the topics shock you. Like this isn't, but have you ever turned something down because it was too ridiculous?
Oh, that's
Jerry
a great question.
No, there are two answers to that. Number one, I'm not allowed to know what the show's about. Mm. So when I go on there, you see me carrying a card, but all the card has on it are the names of the guests because I haven't met them. And then my job is to ask questions that you would ask sitting at home watching and then make jokes, but I'm never allowed to know what the subject matter is.
Okay.
So I'm not even involved at that level in terms of what the show is going to be about or who our guests are. Huh. But beyond that, the rules of the show are it has to be outrageous. Mm-hmm. The story has to be outrageous and it has to be truthful. And there's no censorship allowed. So if the language is bad, then we bleep it out.
Sure.
Okay. And the nudity is digitalized.
Oh, yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So, except the Too Hot for TV, you can get that by calling 1-800.
We know.
We know. Yeah. One of us. I won't tell you which one, but one of us had his first sexual experience solo to Jerry Springer's Too Hot for TV. Who do you think it might be out of the three of us? One of these gentlemen.
Why can't Anna be in the mix?
Okay. One of these four people here had their.
She was in the mix. That was the second one.
Had their first ever solo sex experience while watching a VHS copy of Too Hot for TV. Who was it? Was it me? Was it Seth? Was it Soul Brother Kevin?
Seth.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Oh, he didn't even hesitate.
He could spot a deviant. He puts him on TV.
I'm sorry,
all the time.
Jerry, but
hey,
it was.
You're asking me. Like, I'm not going to know?
Unfortunately, while he was doing it, he's going, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. Because my hand was pumping up like yours would have. But you weren't doing that at all, were you?
I was just, it was the first time. So I was just kind of finding myself. And then, you get to Too Hot for TV at the end. There was this nude body painting lady. And I said, man, this is something I've never seen before.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank
Jerry.
You.
Thanks for being a part of that.
I'm so proud of having been a part of that.
I've always wanted to tell you in person. So
shake his hand.
Is it accurate, Jerry, that when you started, they wanted to kind of not make you a Phil Donahue clone, but do the same kind of show with like weighty issues?
Well, yeah. And I was anchoring the news in Cincinnati, and we'd been on for 10 years.
Right.
I did 10 years as city council and mayor, and then 10 years anchoring the news for the NBC affiliate there. The company that owned the station, the NBC affiliate where I did the news, also owned talk shows. They owned Phil Donahue, Sally Jesse Raphael, etc. And Phil was retiring.
Right.
And we were pretty dominant in the ratings in terms of the news. So one day the CEO takes me to lunch and says, Phil's retiring next year. We're starting a new talk show. You're going to host it. So I was assigned to it. This isn't anything I auditioned for, wanted, tried out. I had no knowledge of talk shows because back then, talk shows were mostly for the demographic middle-aged housewives.
Yeah.
That's who watched daytime talk shows. And, you know, I had a job during the day, so I didn't know anything about it, really.
Right. And then boom.
And in the beginning, it was like Phil Donahue.
Yeah. And then who's involved in the decision to kind of, I don't want to say trash it up a little bit, but go for a more controversial
thing. I'll tell you theme. Exactly how it happened, because I vividly remember, and it's a perfect example of unintended consequences.
Yeah.
We're about 3 years in, and Richard Dominick, and he was the executive producer, yep. and I are walking down Michigan Avenue in Chicago, where we taped the show, and we're walking down there one afternoon after the show. And we got in a conversation, and I just thought, as a business model, it didn't make any. We should try to go young. And here's the deal: at the time, there were 20 talk shows on television,
right?
And every one of us wanted to be like Oprah, going after the middle-aged housewife.
Yeah.
Then along came Ricky Lake, and she had the first talk show to go after the kids. And once I say kids, I mean high school and college age.
Sure.
So it just seemed to me, as a business model, why be one out of 20 shows going after Oprah's audience?
Right.
Let's be one out of two and go after Ricky's audience, and then we'll get a much bigger piece of the pie.
Boom.
So from then on, literally the next day, we said, from now on, only young people in the audience, young people on stage, young subject matter. So every once in a while, because young people are wilder, the show went crazy. Just once in a while.
Yeah.
Then Universal bought us. And when Universal bought us, they said, from now on, you can only do crazy.
Okay.
And that's when we had these new rules and why the show became crazy permanently.
That makes sense. And since then, Jerry Springer is a television legend.
It's all crazy. I love it.
It is. And I don't know if you know this or not. You're not only memorialized in The Simpsons and on the Rolling Stone cover, but great artist, one of my personal favorite, Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, sure.
He made a Jerry Springer song to the tune of the Bare Naked Ladies one week.
We got to see cheating lovers and cousins that marry. 5 days since they had the show with the hermaphrodite, the slut, and the crack hoe. 3 days since we heard the tale about the guy who learned his woman was a she-male. Yesterday, it occurred to me that I've been watching a bit too much Jerry Springer.
Ooh, I mean, that had to be a proud moment for you.
That was the third. Yeah,
that's the trifecta right there.
Wait, Jerry, didn't you have a country album?
Dr. Talk.
And it's getting late.
Too hot for the radio.
Yeah, well, when I say, yeah.
Single wide to get up.
It's a hell of a voice you got, Jerry.
Oh, no. Come on, don't do this to Jerry.
This is your best stuff, Jerry.
Don't do this.
There ain't no trash in my trailer.
That was a good one. What happened is I was down in Nashville.
Yep.
And, promoting there with a local station. And at night we go out and along the strip there where they have all the country bars.
Sure.
And so I just go in there, and there's a band up there playing, and they call me up on stage. And so I just sang a couple of songs with them, just basic country songs.
Yeah.
I like country music.
Sure.
And old-time country.
Oh, yeah.
And anyway, there's a producer. This is like out of Hollywood. There's a producer sitting in the crowd. He comes up to me afterwards, and he says, I'd like you, give me a call tomorrow. I got this idea about doing a novelty album.
Yeah.
And you can pick the songs. And, I've never done it before, so
why not?
I mean, really, why not?
Right.
So you figure, oh, this is cool. So they called me in. They played 20 songs for me, and I could pick, I think we picked 12 that, I could reach the notes that were within a range.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I sing, everyone gets involved.
Right.
Because you have to guess where the notes were supposed to have been. So people are shouting out, B flat. No, that should have been. Yeah. So and then I went a couple of weeks later, went down to Nashville, and we recorded it. And now, this CD that came out, and then I'll stop with this, but the CD that came out, I got to tell you, the reason you should buy it is, you know how sometimes you have a wobbly table in the kitchen? If you take my CD and place it under the shortest leg,
sure,
it is a great stocking stuffer for Christmas.
Jerry Springer is with us. You can check him out every day at 10, 1, and 3 on More TV. Sandwiched in between some Jerry Springer is Steve Wilkos, a protege of yours. You are the executive producer of his show.
Yeah.
Much like Oprah feels about Dr. Phil, I'm sure, you got to be pretty proud of this big galoot for carving out his own role on television.
We're good friends. He's a great guy. And it's great. And his show is enough different from mine that it kind of works.
Right.
Because, you know, he's the tough cop. You know, my show is a circus, period.
Yes, and you're the ringmaster.
Yeah, we just have fun. It's silly. No, yeah. We don't deal with any serious issues. He deals with serious issues.
Right.
Just as Maury deals with serious issues, you know, like who's the father and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a comfort level. I'm not comfortable doing that. I don't want to deal with any serious issues on a crazy show.
Right.
Because for me, it's like, I'm a TV guy. I don't want to be telling someone your life is totally changed now because you're the father of a child.
Right.
That's too serious for me.
Yeah, no thank you.
So I'm not comfortable. And so that's why I said I'll do a circus, but yeah, nothing serious.
Do you think that you could identify, if I gave you titles of shows, do you think you could identify your own show versus the aforementioned Maury Povich and Ricky Lake? If I said to you, I'm a queen in drag who is fat and all that, is that a Jerry Springer show, a Maury Povich show, or a Ricky Lake show?
Well, I would think it certainly would work as mine. I would say that could have been mine.
In drag, who is fat and all that is Ricky Lake. That is a Ricky Lake show. That is a Ricky Lake show that actually aired. What about I'll prove
but
my.
But she's not on anymore.
No, she's not. But no, yes. Ricky Lake evaporated.
No.
I'll prove my dead son is not your baby's father.
Well, that is not mine.
No, that is not yours. I'll prove my dead son is not your baby's father. So then would that be a Maury show
or would that be a Maury?
That is a Maury show.
That's a serious issue.
Yeah, who's the dead father?
I mean, what the hell? It's me. I'm coming back for the dead. Chilling with strippers. Is that
well, that's got to be me.
That is a Jerry Springer show.
Yeah. Chilling, yeah.
Rashonda.
Yeah, well, you know, because we have a poll on our stage.
Next year,
we're changing it. Next year, we're going to put a Czechoslovakian on.
Ukrainian after that. Yes. Chilling with strippers, by the way. Rashandra's boyfriend says he has an addiction to strippers. Cam buys an ice cream truck to help him meet women. And Mark may not be able to handle the truth he seeks. That was the summary of that show. Seducing my transsexual sister's man. Would that be Jerry, Maury, or Ricky Lake? Seducing my transsexual sister's man.
It certainly could be ours.
It is indeed.
Yeah, I'm so proud.
It is. Clara hooked up with her twin brother's fiance.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
How hot is hell? Because I'll be honest, I'm worried because I'm very light-complected, and I'm worried that I am going to burn badly.
No, Jerry, okay. No, you're not going to hell for shows like Lesbian Strippers Share Their Cookies, which was another fine joke.
That's perfect.
That was you. That was Dominic finds out his stripper girlfriend is the jealous type.
Yeah.
Destiny fears that her girlfriend is up to no good, and Morgan's boyfriend's love interest may be elsewhere.
I could have called in that show. Yeah.
And finally, The Pot Made Me Do It. The Pot Made Me Do It. Is that a Jerry Springer show? Maury Povich show or a Ricky Lake show? The Pot Made Me Do It.
Well, again, it certainly could be ours.
And indeed it is, my friend.
See, yeah.
Jada wants to know why she's seen green. The pot.
Do you get the pattern? If someone's listening for the first time, do you think they can kind of figure out what our show is like?
I think you're consistent with the brand, which is very important. Speaking of the brand, Jerry is on More TV 10, 1, and 3 every weekday afternoon. He's in town to do an event for More tonight. And, man, we appreciate you making the time to stop by. It's certainly a pleasure to catch up with
you guys
again.
Are great. Thanks
you
for
are.
Having me.
No way, man. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great vibe here.
No,
Jerry!
Don't get up.
Danny-free zone.
Did we get a final thought?
Yeah. Any final thoughts to summarize your experience?
That's
here?
Where
Thank
I stole
you.
It
good
from.
Good job.
Okay.
Of all the shows I've, of all the radio shows I've ever been on, this is one of them.
Yes.
The great ringmaster.
May you never be on my show.
No.
Take care of yourself,
Jerry Springer,
and each other.
You're great, man. Jerry Springer's great. Jerry Springer, everybody. We'll be right back with It's Okay, It's Not Okay, something Seth did to his wife's birthday cake last night.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.